So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label.
Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups. Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Game time temperature now forecasted to be 2 degrees at Soldier Field on Sunday for the Bears as they take on the Packers. And Coach John Fox says they'll just have to overcome.
You know, the actuality is, I've been in situations where, you know, you're only able to deal with it in pregame. You know,
hi, Chris.
You're the road team. Hi. Going from warm weather to cold weather. But, you know, it comes down to mental toughness, and you do your best to be weatherproof.
There was some more
bad. Hi,
Chris. I said hi. There was some more bad news today for the Bears. They've had plenty of it this season. Marquise Wilson, a broken foot, same foot that he injured before. So he is done for the rest of this year, and they don't know if he'll have to have surgery. Eddie Royal has also been ruled out for the game Sunday. Elsewhere, Vikings running back Adrian Peterson says he is going to play on Sunday for the Vikings against Indianapolis. He is coming back from a torn meniscus. In a conference call with the Yankees media today, closer Aroldis Chapman said that he did not like the way he was used during the World Series. He was citing the 9th inning in Game 6 as the main reason. Chapman pitched 3 innings in that game and then came in for Game 7, ended up giving up a tying home run in that one late. The Bulls were not good last night. They lost in Milwaukee, and they'll get another shot at the Bucks tonight. They're going to be at home against them at the United Center. The Blackhawks went to New York. They won a pair of games. They beat the Rangers. Then last night, they beat the Islanders. They have the night off tonight. Then they'll be in St. Louis tomorrow. And Tiger Woods will be the lead designer of a championship golf course to be constructed in Jackson Park. This update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. They'll break down Bears Packers and coverage throughout the day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Jerry Donato, all the balls and Bernstein show. He's a super college football guy.
And now he's going to talk about it.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry DiNardo is on Twitter at Jerry DiNardo, and you can watch him on BTN, the Big Ten Network. You hear him right now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Barry.
What's going on, Jerry?
Not too much. Not too much.
Are you following?
Well, right now there's a couple of college stories outside of football. Specifically, the one getting a lot of national attention at the moment is what the players at the University of Minnesota have done, banding together and threatening to boycott their bowl game for a strange reason, and an unfortunate hill for them to die on in this case. So they're taking on their own university for university discipline of football players over an alleged sexual assault that didn't rise to the level of a criminal investigation, but is involved with Title IX, et cetera. And I find the whole thing a little bit odd and somewhat off-putting. What's your take on it?
Well, a couple different levels. I think what we've seen with protests, maybe starting with Missouri last year, I think now maybe more since the 70s, you know, for the first time since the 70s, maybe better said, that these athletes feel empowered and they feel like their voices are strong as a result of being student athletes on campus and being able to draw attention to themselves. This particular issue, I think, is much more complicated than any of the issues that we've had thus far. Obviously, we need to have safe campuses, especially for the women that are on the campus. And yet it appears that there is a dispute whether civil rights have been
violated,
abused in the process, and the police have not filed charges, and then you can't release what's happened because of privacy rights of students. So, Dan, I find this one very, very complicated. This isn't to say that something wrong has not been done. I think that's important that we keep in mind that very well, very, very possibly something wrong has happened. But how do we do that, and how do we find the middle ground where we respect the rights of people by the Constitution?
Jerry, the head coach first tries to meet with the players and talk them out of doing this. But after meeting with them and realizing, I guess, that he wasn't going to talk them out of it, he tweets out his full support for the players and says he's proud of them. How do you think he handled it, and what do you suppose you would have done in a similar situation?
Well, the first thing I would have done is talk to the administration and find out exactly why they have this position. And I'm assuming Terry Clays did that. It's hard to say. I think I would support the voices of the team in most cases, but I'd want to know more about this before I declared that I had that they had my full support. I would imagine mm-hmm. it's possible they would, but I would need to know more information, Barry. I mean, if the university administrators have access to the testimony, then I would want access to the testimony as part of the university faculty and staff, and maybe I would make a decision based on that. Again, right is right, wrong is wrong, and I would want to support the people that were on what I thought was the right side.
All right, I'm going to put you in another hypothetical, that you are the head coach of a team and one of your assistants comes up to you and says, hey, you know what? The opposing team's broadcaster just gave us a bunch of their plays and some game planning stuff. You want this? What do you say?
Okay, well, hopefully, Dan, I say no. I'm going to give you two personal experiences. And this is, I've been asked this question a ton this week. Here's how I have resolved it. I was at LSU. We were getting ready to play Georgia. I had open practices not only to the media but to people that joined what we called the Gridiron Club, to any student had a student ID, to any alum that wanted to come to practice. So we were getting ready to play Georgia midweek. This is before Twitter. Midweek, Jim Donnan, the head coach of Georgia, who I'm getting ready to play, calls me and says, Jerry, do you know people are coming to your practice and telling us everything that they're doing? I said, no, I didn't know that. I went to the blog site or whatever. I saw what they were doing. And then the next day I changed the policy. I still let people in, but I had them sign a paper asking them not to do this. So Jim, and I lost this game going for two at the end of the game. Jim Donnan was the opposing coach. He did not have to tell me that. The other story is I worked for Bill McCartney out of Colorado, and he told the story that Gary Moeller, when he was defensive coordinator at Michigan, one of the young coaches brought him something they found in the locker room or on the field of the visitors. He refused to look at it. The opponent drove down on the first series, scored on Michigan because they showed him some formation that they had not practiced. Moeller made the adjustments on the sidelines. Michigan wound up winning the game. After the game, he looked at the sheet, and sure enough, it was the formation that they used in the first drive. That's my experiences to tell me that most coaches would say no. Would I say no? I hope the heck I would. I don't want to be judgmental of the people at Louisville, but hopefully I and anyone that worked with or for me would not do what they have been accused and basically admitted doing. So
that's what I wonder. Like, did you ever suspect anybody? Did you ever have? Because I know how paranoid some coaches can be, making sure that every last little bit of information is protected. I guess knowing you can't control everything, and you hope you can just line up and block and tackle people. I can't imagine how many coaches lose sleep after this now, knowing how this may change the way they look at their broadcasters or anybody else that's got knowledge of what's going on.
You know, I don't think so, Dan. I mean, why? Because one person did that. Now all of a sudden, coaches aren't going to trust their broadcast team. I don't see it that way. I think this is a minority action. I think this is not common in college football. If it is common in college football, shame on us. Now the paranoia is common in college football. I don't deny that. But to think that this is how most coaches operate. How about this? When Wake Forest came out 4 weeks ago and said there was a breach in security, which used to be called, damn, they got our game plan. When there was a breach in security, why didn't that offensive coordinator come forward then? This is the ultimate, the cover-up is greater than the crime. And so, you know, it hasn't been my experience that this is commonplace.
Jerry, if indeed Minnesota boycotts this game and NIU would be next up, they haven't practiced for 3 weeks, and you know how coaches are. They love these bowl games because it gives them an extra month to practice, but you're not allowed to. It's NCAA rules. If you have no bowl, you cannot practice, so they haven't done a thing for 3 weeks. What if indeed they find out they're playing? What can they do in the span of a week? And I know normally a game plan is only a week, but considering that they haven't practiced for 3 weeks, how does NIU approach it?
Well, if I'm NIU, I'm asking for the NCAA to give me a pass immediately, knowing that this is a possibility. And the NCAA has been pretty good in cases like this. And so that would be the first thing I would do if I was at NIU. I would say to the NCAA, look, these are extraordinary circumstances, you know, for the welfare of our student athletes at Northern Illinois. We think it's best for them to be practicing for this game, not only from a safety point of view, but from a preparation point of view, and so on and so forth. And my guess is the NCAA would say, okay, Northern Illinois, you begin practice. The minute Minnesota begins practice and commits to that game, you stop. What's the worst thing, Barry, that a team that last year would have been in a bowl at 5-7, or were in a bowl at 5-7, is practicing, okay? It's not a competitive advantage. The Miami of Ohio can't say, oh, what the heck, Northern Illinois is practicing. I think everyone understands that this is an extraordinary circumstance, and even the NCAA has been reasonable in extraordinary circumstances.
I think that's perfectly rational. You've said before how much you as a coach relish the opportunity, even if it's some dog bowl game that nobody's ever heard of and is going to go out of business in a year. The carryover effect from having that extra practice and just being able to work ahead and into next season with some things can be invaluable.
You know, Dan, it's kind of like when you used to have a JV or a freshman team, right? Those young guys got reps, you know, and so nowadays with one team, I don't know that the first team at Northern Illinois is going to get a bunch, especially a senior who's probably already in his mindset, I'm out of here. We're 5-7. We're not going to a bowl game. So there's nothing to be gained working the dog out of your seniors, but there's sure a lot to be gained if you could work with some of those young players that have not been coached by their position coach. They've been coached by GAs on a scout team situation. So it just seems to me that everyone thinks those practices are very valuable. And, you know, through some misfortune that at Minnesota, Northern Illinois could benefit from it.
They're on break, so I imagine some of their guys are long gone, maybe even to places like Florida, where I know they've recruited well. What would be your approach as the head coach? I mean, do you could it be a great opportunity for some of those young guys, and maybe in some way just be liberating, and they go into this game feeling like there's nothing to lose? Maybe throw all kinds of crazy things out there. How would you go about it?
You're talking about the Northern Illinois guys, Barry.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I would do a bunch of crazy things. I always wanted to work my young guys. I wanted to get my older guys prepared for the game, and I wanted to work my young guys like it was spring practice or fall camp. I never wanted my older guys to go to the ground. We practiced on our feet. We never scrimmaged. We were full speed time up. But you know, we got after the young guys pretty good. We wanted to scrimmage them, and so I would, you know, regardless of the circumstances of a bowl that doesn't have national championship implications, I would take the same attitude if I was Northern Illinois and I was 5-7 or 7-5. I wouldn't change the way I practice my team.
Some jobs have been filled since we last talked, and it really isn't much of a coaching carousel this offseason, as underwhelming as it's been in a long time. You know, guys from the Atlantic 10 getting some jobs, Lane Kiffin chasing something to try to resurrect his standing as a head coach. But do you have any grand takeaways from the way some of these jobs have been filled?
Yeah, I think the thing everyone's talked about, Dan, is most of these coaches have come from the Group of Five, meaning not the Power Five conferences, and the impact that long-term contracts have been, the impact that somebody could make $4 million a year and not be at a great job, but be at a good job. Why leave that to chase something else? For a little bit more money. I mean, the difference, I mean, other than, you know, let's say Urban and Nick and some, and Harbaugh, you know, that are making crazy, crazy, crazy money. You know, if you're the head coach of, you know, Oklahoma State, you're probably getting paid the same as Oklahoma, and you could make a case that there's a difference in the job. Years ago, there was more of a significant difference. So Power Five coaches from the Big Five conferences, they're tougher to hire right now. They have buyouts. There's residuals. There's all kinds of things. Basically, coaches now are taking jobs, and the day they say yes, they have a retirement package. They never have to work another day in their lives. Their children don't have to work, and in some cases, their grandchildren don't have to work. And people aren't willing to leave those type of jobs, even though they're not at a top 10, top 15 historic program. And that's why you're seeing all these Group of Five coaches get the Power Five coaching jobs. It's hard to move a Power Five coach these days.
Interesting. That's exactly the kind of observation we were looking for from somebody who knows such things, and he is Jerry DiNardo of Big Ten Network and a longtime friend of the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score. Jerry, have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm. Thanks as always.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Barry.
That is Jerry DiNardo, and put a lot of stuff out there, a lot of content that time with some big things going on in college football. We'll get to some of the specifics of this Minnesota deal. There's some people weighing in, and also Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, the guy about whom John Fox once asked, who's Mike Freeman? Well, he's a guy who has some possible news about the future of John Fox, at least as he's hearing it. So we've got that for you next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. So the Seattle Seahawks did exactly what they had to do. They slapped the embarrassing Rams. They win the NFC West once again. And somehow, some way, even in this crazy year they've had, they're in position to possibly grind out the number two seed overall in the West. But let's not get this twisted. This is not your typical dominant Seahawks team. Far from it. In fact, it's nearly impossible to tell exactly who or what this team is. Are they the team that went into Foxborough and did the Patriots, or are they the crew that got hammered by Green Bay and cracked by Tampa Bay? I've got no idea. In fact, they have no idea. If they did, they would fix it, but they haven't. The best thing that I can say about Seattle right now is nobody else looks dominant either. But if that's the best thing that you can say about a team, that's not saying very much at all. They could go on a deep run of the postseason, or they could be a quick out because they are flawed like every other contender. And it was proven again last night. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I've got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai holiday sales event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $32.50 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on Transcendental Enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All France 1231-16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right, Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and 2-day only deals.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Store. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
'Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't know. We had talked last week about
who's Mike Freeman.
The Boris and Bernstein Show, Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. We've got a lot of things for you today. We have 3 4-packs of tickets to the Score Holiday Broadcast Breakfast. And
I thought it was going to be the Score Holiday Party.
No, that's different. Yeah, you'd love to be there.
You get 4 tickets to that.
We also have some Jets pizza to give away. But right now, caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a spot for 4 to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive the breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and the chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. We have a couple more of those to give away before the end of the day. We're on the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour, the last stop for 2016. Right back where it all started, 287 Who Needs To Tavern Tour stops ago here at Old Town Pub and Eatery in Geneva. It's a cool place. And literally a cool place at the moment, and going to warm up as it packs up later. And they've got all kinds of fun stuff here. They could do a great Taco Tuesday. They do Monday trivia, Sunday, Monday half-price burgers. That's a deal, because one of these burgers is enough to last you for 2 meals, because they're not shy about portions here. Trust me.
So, I could eat for a month on one of those.
Come out and join us and get your weekend started. I'm always reminded, too, of the time when I was in Fargo, North Dakota. And there was a snowstorm that was predicted, and I was in one of the bars downtown, and the bar started filling up with people, pulling up in their pickup trucks and everything else. And I said, well, wait a second, is there a huge snow coming? And the bartender says, oh, yeah, but we'd rather, you'd always rather be trapped in the bar than trapped at home and trying to get to the bar. I said, okay.
I approve of such thinking.
Yes, that would be your Fargo logic at that point. That was the coldest night of my life. That is when the actual air temperature dropped to 26 below zero. Not wind chill.
That's code.
That's code. That was the heater. The little heater in the hotel room can't quite keep up with anything.
That's when your nads get nervous.
Yeah, that's when
start to shake.
At some point, I kind of thought I wasn't going to make it. I seriously thought that if that little tiny heater conked out, that I could freeze in my sleep, and that would just be that, and I would just sort of
go away and shed my mortal coil there.
Yet here you are.
Yet, sorry, here I am. Now, this is Mike Freeman, Bleacher Report, their senior NFL writer. He writes, John Fox is likely gone. The coaches and officials with whom Bleacher Report spoke believe.
Coaches and officials.
One of the names that has come up for this spot is Lions offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter. Cooter has helped Matthew Stafford become an MVP candidate. Maybe he could fix the Bears offense, not Jay Cutler, mind you, who appears on his way out too. I'm just putting that out there, that Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report has written John Fox is likely gone, the coaches and officials with whom Bleacher Report spoke believe. Now,
not quite definitive.
Right. I have not heard that from anyone that I have talked to as far as likely gone. The only thing that I can confirm is, and have...
That there are coaches and officials up there? Can you confirm that?
Is that there are high-ranking Bears officials who have on the table at the moment, and the Tribune used that phrase too, on the table, some kind of management and or coaching shakeup. But nothing specific that I've heard about John Fox.
Well, what does that mean for Ryan Pace?
I have no idea. Maybe nothing, maybe something. But that is just the fact that the Bleacher Report has said it. And Mike Freeman is, and that's the guy that John Fox got mad at when he was, and I don't remember exactly which report it was where he said, who's Mike Freeman? Well, Mike Freeman
was
is.
Was that the Jay Cutler doesn't have any friends in the locker room thing and people don't believe in him and he's not working hard and doesn't
care?
Or was that
the Jay Cutler's likely out for the season?
Because it was before that.
Because the Bears have tried to shoot down everything that's been true about them for a long time.
It was before that. It was the Jay Cutler doesn't have the support of the team, I believe.
And regarding Fox and other things, Rudy emails, he says, I know I'm piling on, but we just heard the John Foxiest answer to a question ever. Do you have an opinion on sleeves? And the answer is, it's all what they wear in general. It's all what they wear.
Sleeves are a problem.
So if Pernell McPhee wakes up on Sunday and decides to rush the passer in a lovely sundress, or Connor Barth feels more comfortable missing kicks in a medieval suit of armor, then Fox has to be cool with it. One time, before this dude gets fired, I want him to give one legit answer to a question. At this point, I don't care what the question is. It could be what he had for lunch, and it doesn't qualify if his answer is, we all eat lunch. And he also writes,
sundresses are all a problem.
He writes that the people who least want to see NIU play in that bowl are the NIU players.
Yeah, they're all gone.
So out of nowhere, you're sitting around recovering from the season, and Rudy, if I remember correctly, was a player in the MAC, the guy who writes this. He said, you're sitting around recovering, enjoying being home, and then you get a call saying, hey, you have to drive and or fly back to campus on your dime to go through a spring-like practice for a week to maybe play in a game that's meaningless. If I'm one of the NIU guys in Florida, I am immediately tossing my phone in the ocean and just saying, sorry, I forgot.
Scoreboard update.
Sorry, I was talking to Herb, but I'm okay now. I'm here.
You're talking to Herb?
Who cares?
Yeah, Herb is here.
Why is he here?
He just came by to visit. He's in town, and he's standing in the update studio right now.
He lives in San Diego now, and he is visiting Chicago in December.
I think he was allowed back.
He came here for... What do you mean, not allowed back?
Well, because of what happened, and you know, the international incident and
the
everything
incident.
Else.
Oh, yeah, the incident.
That, right, remember?
Baby.
I thought there had to be all sorts of clearances and deals negotiated with ambassadors and
No, he's fine. No. Okay. Yeah. Everything's cool.
Okay.
See, one apology from Herb and everything is fine.
Okay.
You know, that's all you need. But he's here. He's visiting. He came in, I think, for some work-related stuff, and now he's hanging out.
Hi, Herb.
To be perfectly honest, I'd rather talk to him than you dolts, and I certainly would rather talk to him than do the update. But we have things to get
out
to the people.
Yeah, but they don't pay you to talk to him.
That's correct. So I'm going to have to do this from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Chris Ranji.
Say, hey, this is me and you, baby. Today. Saturday, me and you's day.
See, I get it live right now. He's here now. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale right now at nusports.com. Marquise Wilson for the Bears is injured again. His foot is broken, according to head coach John Fox. But he won't go into, well, what happens in the future now.
I'm not going to, you know, sit here and predict that. You know, I think, you know, obviously it's frustrating for Marquise. And, you know, he's working through it. And we'll kind of evaluate that as we go.
So, obviously, he's out for the game Sunday against the Packers. So is Eddie Royal. Aroldis Chapman today introduced in a conference call with the Yankees. And he said during that call that Cubs manager Joe Maddon misused him during the World Series. He did not like the way he was used. Thought he should not have pitched a third inning in Game 6. Bulls tonight will play the Bucks at the United Center after losing in Milwaukee last night. And the Blackhawks, they took two games in New York, one against the Rangers, one against the Islanders. That was last night. They will play in St. Louis tomorrow. If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go for outdoor gifts this year: Cabela's Christmas Sale. Plus, hurry in Saturday for 8 a.m. doorbusters at Cabela's and Hoffman Estates. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. They break down Bears-Packers and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station, baby.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go for outdoor gifts this season: Cabela's Christmas Sale. Plus, hurry in Saturday for 8 a.m. doorbusters at Cabela's in Hoffman Estates.
We're the Boards and Bernstein Show on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, Old Town and Main Street in Geneva, where it all began. Barry Rosner is in today, and we were talking a little bit of Bulls, some plenty of Bears, some college sports as well, with what's going on with Minnesota and the situation at Wake Forest. Jerry Donato was really good. There's a lot of really solid stuff in there. Regarding the Bulls, we always hear from our guy Amir. And Amir says the Bulls may have rearranged the furniture, but they are still the same listless, drifting, uncoordinated team they were last season. They, again like last year, have no identity. And every night is a guessing game as to which version of the team will appear. Also,
it's not even every night, it's quarter to quarter.
Right, so the starting lineup makes little sense. With Butler and Wade on the floor, what is accomplished by playing a point guard that can't shoot? Just let Butler and or Wade run the point. They want the ball in their hands anyway. Then you put another shooter on the floor.
Wade is their best point guard.
He said move Rondo to the second unit or off the team, and then maybe then the second unit can generate something positive. Long term, the Bulls appear to have a coach who is in over his head, veterans who won't be here when the team's good again, young guys that are awful and also won't be here when the team is good again. I understand an organization treading around 500 while building the foundation of a team. But here there is no foundation.
No.
And no building towards anything, just aimless treading.
No, this is what we talked about when they came out and said we're basically in rebuilding mode, and then all of a sudden they signed Rondo and all of a sudden they signed Wade. What is it?
What's the point? They said we're going to get younger and more athletic.
And yeah, faster. And then we're going to shoot a lot.
And they got older and less athletic.
Yeah.
They have more points from the foul line than they do from three. Think about that for a second.
So they got younger, more athletic, and now have the ability to shoot the three, or accept none of those things.
None of it.
Yeah.
They're older, less athletic.
And still can't shoot.
And can't shoot the most important shot in the game.
Yeah. This is what we talked about when all this went down, when they suddenly changed from what they said they were going to do because a couple of guys fell into their lap and they realized, well, we can get the fan base excited again, maybe sell some tickets and avoid doing what we have to do, which is start this thing over. You always talk about how closer are you to winning. Well, they're not any closer to winning.
No, I know it's important to Bulls ownership that they make the playoffs, because they believe that unless they remain competitive and attractive to any potential free agents, that you just sort of fall off the map. You fall off the radar and nobody wants to come here. So I think they believe that the fact that Dwayne Wade made the unlikely decision to return and mend whatever fences needed to be mended, that there's some value.
What fences had to be mended?
Well, there are some who thought that Wade nefariously was working against the Bulls and spreading all the old rumors about not being loyal to their
Scottie
guys.
Scottie Pippen is sitting there, yep, in the first row next to the opposition bench.
Drinking.
A guy who ripped Jerry Reinsdorf every possible opportunity he could for apparently paying him too much and giving him that sign and trade to Houston, which netted him like what, an extra 30 or 40 or 50, whatever it was. Yeah, it's just terrible what they do to their players. Just terrible.
Well, no, we know that's true, but there's still the perception around the league that there are people trying to put that out there. You don't want to play for the Bulls. Yeah, you don't want to do that because they don't treat their players well, et cetera, even though we know it's absolutely the opposite of that. And you can ask Jay Williams about it.
So now where are you? Where are you with this? What is this?
Well, the problem is...
Wade is... It's like Michael Jordan 1989. Wade has to be your point guard, or else you have no offense.
Boy, remember Jordan's string of triple-doubles that year, though? He was so good, and he still wasn't really a point guard because all of his assists came off of his decision to go score, and then he would drag somebody over to him and find the open guy.
And oftentimes he would hit someone in the back of the head because they just couldn't anticipate that pass. And couldn't possibly see that coming.
Yeah, the only time I saw that happen again after that was when Kukoc arrived. And Kukoc threw several of those, with guys not really understanding some of the angles of the European game that now are ubiquitous and now are just part of NBA basketball, these passes that get anticipated and made. But there was we'd see it at the end of a practice even when they were just – we went back when we could see some of that stuff and they were passing it around.
Yeah, Luke Longley's ears aren't bad because he hurt himself surfing. It's because he kept getting hit in the side of the head by a pass.
A note from Bill on Capitol Hill. He says, the late great humanist Israel Shahak used to analyze politics by saying – there are encouraging signs of polarization. In a perverse way, then, the University of Minnesota players are doing us a favor. They're making even people who don't care about football make judgments about them. Lately, I know it feels like the Jobots have had their own way, but I can't help but notice a larger, bigger public that's running out of fluids to throw up. Yeah, that's the point, too, is those Minnesota players are allowed to plant their flag on this. It's a dumb flag to plant and a dumb place to plant it because it just calls into question all kinds of other things, and it makes it doesn't allow a university to then continue doing the right thing in the way that they have pursuant to federal law.
And the head coach says, have never been more proud of our kids. I respect their rights and support their effort to make a better world. How are they making a better world?
Know. Isn't that a
by having 10 guys lined up outside a doorway waiting for their opportunity with a girl?
That's a
they're making a better world?
I think that's a recruiting thing. I think he feels somehow he has to show he publicly supports his players or there could be some kind of penalty to be paid. I don't know.
Well,
it's too bad.
He may yet pay a penalty.
312-644-6767. We haven't grabbed phone calls yet. Happy to do so. We're going to be joined a little bit later on by Brian Billick at 4 o'clock, Dan Durkin at 4:40. Casey Johnson will preview the Bulls. We'll get his take at 5 on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bears fans, stick around because you're listening to Ghost Bed Bears Friday on The Score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All friends, 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right, Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and 2-day only deals.
This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK. And this week in 2012, Gangnam Style by South Korean musician Psy became the first YouTube video to reach 1 billion views. Interesting items in music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow has made its way into Christmas culture since it was written in 1945. It was written by two Jewish songwriters in Hollywood. They wrote it in the midst of a heat wave while they longed for a cool down. Even though the song is known as a Christmas carol, the song never mentions Christmas at all. This week in 1951, Joe DiMaggio announced his baseball retirement. Arthur Ashe became the first black player to be ranked number one in tennis this week in 1968. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team. O.J. Simpson became the first NFL player to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1981, Muhammad Ali had his 61st and last fight. This week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was released listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Delavidova. Gundin. Antetokounmpo. That'll count if it goes.
Oh, wow. 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 You wonder how he got open.
Yeah.
From that far of a pass out of bounds. And Nolan's in to be able to stop that.
Wade. Dances away from Snell. And then inside, knocked away and stolen again. Parker running for Antetokounmpo.
Too young, too athletic, and too fast.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, just pronounce it Giannis uh-oh, because they can say whatever they want about energy and effort and execution, but at some point, and tonight they'll get after it tonight. They were embarrassed last night, you know, but again, I say that never knowing what you're going to get with this Bulls team, but to the extent that they can control that, they'll at least try harder tonight consistently. But there is a point where another team just being bigger, longer, quicker, faster,
younger,
more spry, just
kind of more interested in playing from the start of the game,
and maybe better coached. It starts to matter, and then what that means is they've moved past you. If you could pick a roster If you right now,
oh boy,
that you would much, much, much rather be the Milwaukee Bucks than the Chicago Bulls.
You talk about building something. What are the What are they doing? What are they building? I mean, it's the same question we ask every year. What are you doing?
They don't know. They know that Dwayne Wade said yes, and all of a sudden Ray John Rondo said, "Oh, you got a couple of $20 million something for me?" Oh, okay.
The Rondo thing, you know, at that point, you got money sitting around. You got to spend some of it. You got to get to the floor. I don't know if they were at the floor at that point. You go, okay, fine, whatever. But Wade, what's the point? Where are you going? What are you building? What are you doing? We're getting younger. We're getting more athletic. We're gonna be a better shooting team. They're good at shooting free throws.
None of the above. And you still, you look at the bench.
Try guarding somebody.
Occasionally you look at the floor, and the fact that...
The bench.
See McDermott, Portis, and Valentine, those were your last three shots. Those are your last three shots to get something injected into here that's going to matter, that you care about, that you think, okay, just wait till this is ready. Well, I don't think it's ever going to be ready.
Now what are you doing with Mirotić?
I'm not doing anything with Mirotić because he's so emblematic of everything the Bulls do, because you have no idea from game to game, possession to possession, whether he's going to be engaged or effective. All a coach asks is for stuff to count on. Just being reliable, even if you're not great. That's the thing about Taj, is just being a known commodity has value. Just understanding what, when I put you in the game, what I'm going to get from you. And outside of a couple guys on this team, it's hard to define. You used to get defense too. That's, you know, you used to get disruptive defense from him.
Yeah, he couldn't guard anybody last night, but he's got a bad ankle, right? I don't know how much that matters, but I thought the funniest part was when D Wade was going off and he had that nice run, and he got them from, what was it, like 21 down to 13, or maybe it was even under 10 at that point, and Jimmy was on the bench for quite a bit of that. And I just thought the shot of Jimmy watching that, I thought that was funny. I mean, he didn't, it's not like he was up jumping around. It was almost like he was thinking, well, these are my possessions.
Right. But when is it my turn again? When is it my turn again? This should be me out there doing that. I'm the superstar. I'm the leader.
Right.
If you're the superstar and the leader, you shouldn't be trailing by 30 points. That's when you know that somebody isn't what they say they are, when their individual abilities can't prevent some of these nights and some of these quarters from happening.
But you think tonight they got to come out and play hard from the start, right? That's what you think. You think based on what happened yesterday, that's got to happen tonight, right?
Correct.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I haven't the slightest idea.
But what Jason Goff said during transition was that, what did he say, Jimmy would have 18 field goal attempts by half?
That's the over-under he put.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I'm loath to take the under.
He's going to shoot every time he touches it.
In Arlington Heights, it is Keith. He is on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was at the Bulls game last night, tragically, and I'm a Bulls fan. Have either of you guys seen this kid, Antetokounmpo, in person? It is ridiculous. The Bulls think they have a lot to worry about. In 2 years, he's going to be dominating the Eastern Conference. His skill set, and he's still figuring out the game. That's
I know.
Scary.
He hasn't even learned to shoot yet, really.
He just stopped growing, Keith. Right. He grew 2 inches since they drafted him. So, yes. No, that's why I said, if you can't pronounce his last name, just call him Uh-Oh.
I was at a bar watching a summer league game, I think it was 2 years ago, with a guy who spent a long time in the NBA. And he said, this guy, it's the first time I had seen him play. He said, this guy is a future MVP. He said it that night. He's a future MVP. And I've never stopped thinking about that statement. And watching him last night, I thought, you know, he might be right. He might be right at some point.
He routinely picks up his dribble at or just inside the three-point line. That is almost 24 feet away. And he doesn't have to travel to get to the rim.
He hasn't even really learned to shoot yet. Wait till he has a perimeter shot.
No, he's already gotten incrementally better from last year. And he has also worked on his post play, too. And once he could shoot a skyhook every time. If he just watched tape of Kareem.
What can't he do?
Well, he can dribble. He can pass. He's not a great shooter. I wouldn't call him a polished post player. He's an improving post player. He can run like an antelope. He can block shots. he can rebound. So I would say right now he needs to work on functional core strength. His upper body's gotten a lot better. His arms are thicker. His shoulders look better. He has gotten in the weight room. But I think functional core strength in holding his position when big guys are leaning on him. And
but you can't, I mean, it's nowhere near the physical game it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I mean, even where he is now, he is an absolute dominant force. And he's going to get stronger.
And he's still figuring it out.
Yeah. He's still learning. And when he learns to shoot...
Yeah, I saw a tweet, I think it was Sirat Sohi, the basketball writer, who tweeted something about how she doesn't think any duo in the NBA provide each other more what they call the Kobe assist, more Kobe assists than Henson and Antetokounmpo. And if you're not a longtime NBA observer, the Kobe assist is considered the missed shot that leads to an easy basket, where somebody just sort of throws a shot up there, but you have someone else. There's so much attention paid to you, so many guys running at you, that it creates an open space for somebody long and quick to just clean up something easy. It's almost like...
It's the hockey shot off the far pad.
There you go.
That's supposed to create a rebound, designed to create a rebound.
The one that Dave Boland puts in and against Boston, there is, oh, wait a sec, we just won. Yeah.
It's the Richard Panik goal.
Yeah, no, that's...
Not from last night, but in general.
There is something to be said for a shot you take in hockey that, hey, if it goes in, great, but somebody is streaking in there just to get the rebound.
Crashing the boards, yeah.
But that's exactly what it is. That is what they call the Kobe assist. And they do generate a lot of them because they're closer to the rim than other teams. Certainly they're the Bulls, I'll tell you that. 312-644-6767. This is the Boers and Bernstein Show. We are in Geneva. We are at Old Town Pub and Eatery. We actually have Bulls-Bucks tickets that we're going to give away here. The final stop for 2016 on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour on the Score.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score guys. Next Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and finally, the Boers and Bernstein Show from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, and Windy City Suites.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Store. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say, it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Softest pajamas available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you will love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the Score sent you.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I've got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans, the hit book What It Takes is now available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major websites. Follow the journey of average fan Jacob Riley when, as a gimmick, he gets a chance to play baseball on the north side of Chicago. Can his hard work and ingenuity help him bat over 200, contribute to a major league team, and maybe even lead them to another championship title? Find out in J. Gerard Jr.'s exciting new book, What It Takes. If you're a true Chicago baseball fan, you have to have this book. That's What It Takes by J. Gerard Jr., available on Amazon and other major retailers. Buy it today.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanic.